I find, you know, in flying and in life generally, is a rushed decision is problematic. And, you know, I've analyzed this. I've gone into why this is, and it's well documented, the things to do with fight, flight, freeze brains and what have you. But the main thing is that as you go through flying and make that transition from leaving the military, you actually have to slow down your decision making. Because what you want to do is you want to carry everybody with you. You want to carry your best asset, which is your cabin crew, which is your, you know, your fellow pilot, the engineers on the ground. It takes a lot of people to safely move an airplane from A to B. And if in the military, for obvious reasons, I think, you know, you're trained slightly differently in the fact that you could be in positions where you are under fire, perhaps, or you're flying very fast at very low level, so you don't have much time to react. So, you know, you do have to be that bit quicker. And they advocate, just make a decision, and whatever you say, say it loudly, get on with it. Mm. Whereas, you know, I did have to learn to slow things down a bit. I must admit, though, when I look back at the military leadership model, and I believe it's probably changed a little bit now because, you know, I'm a bit long in the tooth. But when I went through the leadership training at RAF Cranwell, before I even got my hands on the aeroplane, I'm going to say something quite controversial. I wasn't a massive fan of it, and I'm still not. It was a very basic leadership. It was more decision-making and problem-solving. And then whatever solution you came up with, you just said it with authority and you said it loudly. And I mean, I remember one thing that is very different to now how we operate airplanes is if you didn't have the solution and you were struggling and somebody in your team did, the way they taught you was to take that person aside, take their idea, and then come back and claim it as your own and just say it really loudly. And for me, wow, that is crazy. That's absolutely the wrong way. There was no empowerment. There was no, you know, congratulations, encouragement. That's a great idea so-and-so has got. And I found that very frustrating. It's kind of like just so basic. And I don't think personally that is the way forward at all. In fact, I'm a massive advocate of a kind of laissez-faire approach by leaders, and the fact that they should be directing and empowering people to come up with ideas, to options generate, you know, and you should just hopefully be able to sit back and keep that big picture. And certainly, yes, that's what I've tried to do. You know, I try and use certainly open questions are absolutely brilliant at this. It just, you know, if I see colleagues who are really good at this, I sit in awe of them because they just manage to just sit back and just get everybody else using open questions to come up with the solutions and an action in it. And I think that is, for me, very unlike the basic leadership role of in the military, which was just say something and say it authoritatively and loudly.